Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at $11.25, up 20 on the open. May, $11.20 and a quarter, up 30. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 10.63, up 30 on the open. May, 10.74, up 24 and a quarter. July, 9.58, up 2. September, 9.70, up 7. December, 9.76, up 3 and a half. March, 9.81 and a half, down a half. May, 9.72, up 2. July, 9.07, up 7 on the open. March corn opened at 502 and a half, up 1 on the open. May, 515, up 3 quarters. July, 527 and a half, up 1 and 3 quarters. September, 525, up a half. December, 524, down 1 and 3 quarters. March of 2009, 531 and a half, down 2 on the open. May, 532, down 5. July, 536, down 4 and a half. And December of 2009, $5, down 2 and a half on the open. March beans opened at 1318, down a half on the open. May, 1340, up 1. July, 1352, up a quarter. August, 1341, down 4 and a half. September, $13, up 2 and a half. November, 1274, down 5 and a half. January at 12.73, down 7.5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 352.50, up 70 on the open. May 363.50, up 450. March soybean oil opened at 54.90, down 26 on the open. May 55.65, down 29. At the Merck, March feeders open at 105.15, up 22.5 on the open. February live cattle, 92.10, up 65 on the open. February lean hogs, 58.60, down 35 on the open. And March bellies, 94.75, down 42.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we look forward for the balance of the week and technical action in the charts, let's go back one day and let us ask you, what were the pertinent features from a fundamental standpoint of why we had this whipsaw move 50 cents up and then finishing lower in the soybeans?
Well, the decline, the late afternoon decline, was pretty well attributed to rumors that the federal government may postpone the federally mandated ethanol mandate for a year or two. That kind of made everybody real nervous, especially after we blew through the January highs on short covering on spillover strength from wheat. So that did rattle the cages. Now, there's no confirmation of that this morning, but anybody that knows anything about the markets knows that if the politicians begin to get involved in them, it's not necessarily good news. So I think that is why we're seeing some further downside follow-through weakness in the market here after yesterday's kind of exhaustion to the upside and then a reversal down late in the session. But who knows what politicians will do, but it's not going to be quite as simple as that rumor implied, that the government is just going to, with a stroke of an ink pen, postpone the mandate. If we're going to go down that direction, to my understanding, that there's a administrative process to go through, it's going to have to go go through hearings and what all this kind of rigmarole. So they ain't going to be able to do it on a surprised signing of legislation. And then again, I think you have to realize that this is a political year that would not necessarily set well with the Midwestern ag states. And, regardless of who the nominees are, it's going to be another relatively close election based upon electoral counts. So I question that the Fed would move that quickly to do that, especially since they just passed it here not too long ago. So, but anytime you get the federal government worrying about food prices and whatnot, it's not necessarily good. And I think that's what's kind of got everybody a little nervous here this morning, and we are seeing some follow-through technical selling from yesterday's poor action.
All right, then, as you look at the technical charts, what would convince you that indeed it was an exhaustion tail that we're looking at?
Well, you're going to have to get a lower weekly close, and, you know, we still haven't got today done with yet. But, yes, since we moved to new highs for the year, and then if we would end up closing lower for the week, it would definitely signal that we have at least somewhat of a short-term top in place or an intermediate-type top. No one really knows for sure. But we'll have to kind of take one step at a time. The trend is still very strong. Underlying fundamentals of demand is still very strong. We still have the concern over acreage. We still have weather markets to go through. So there's a lot of stuff that the market is going to worry about, and I guess maybe this is the first of the wall of worry that the markets usually have to climb. So the market the bears kind of gave up the ship. Everybody kind of started talking the bigger price objectives that the charts we're looking at. So now we need to go through a phase of getting everybody thinking that the top is in. We need to get some shorts back into the marketplace. And then we'll see whether or not those shorts are strong to turn the trend, or if it's just a temporary thing to get people short, that they'll have to buy those shorts back as the market maybe wants to go higher as you go on into the rest of February. The other thing is that the margin call problems with the elevator industry just continues to get worse. And I think we saw a lot of elevators turn over cash ownership to commercials yesterday, just tired of fighting the margin calls. So they move that cash into the commercial pipelines, and then they lift their hedge so they get away from the margin call environment and become a little more liquid. So we do have that going on in the marketplace. So we got to take one day at a time. But yes, being a technician, if you just look at it from a technical perspective, this has got technicians' attention, because it did kind of have an exhaustion-type feel to it, especially after it comes 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks from the shot across the bow that we had here with the limit down move. So we are definitely into the wall of worry stage now. The market is buying cash grain, and we'll just have to kind of see what happens here at the end of the day. But the bulls still have all the money. The bears don't have any money. They got to keep sending money to Chicago. But we'll have to see whether or not that trend changes here or not.
High volatility in the days ahead?
I don't necessarily like to use the word volatility, because I think it's overly used. I do know that markets can be volatile. But the more people use the word volatility, probably the better the market's going to be, because that in its by itself keeps a fear into the marketplace that everybody stays more orderly. It keeps people out of the market that maybe shouldn't be in the market. So I guess if the industry continues to want to use the word volatility, they can. I guess I would rather call it more challenging times. I mean, you got to understand the price levels that we're trading here, everybody's still in that mentality that we're trading 250 corn and $7 beans or $6 beans. They just, you know, it's just going to be a little different animal when you're trading $10 wheat and $13 beans and $5 corn. But even yesterday, I don't really view that as really a violent. I mean, if I was going to call yesterday violent, we should have went limit down at the close. You had a big 40-cent range in corn and maybe 80-cent range in beans. And then I'd say, well, then maybe we are getting into some volatility. But I think this is just, periods in the market that shakes everybody off and keeps everybody honest.
Thank you much, Dan. Dan Zwicker, grain analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick lead options anyway. In Chicago, March wheat at 10.42, up 9. At the Board of Trade, March corn at 4.95.5, down 6. March beans at 13.14, they're down 4.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.